So, question from Dayal Nithai Prabhu. Is love for our parents, sisters, brothers, Maya? Does such love have no meaning value? No, not at all. All love that we get in this world is ultimately a reflection of Krishna's love for us. All love that we offer in this world is also expression of ultimately our love for Krishna. The problem is when such love becomes disconnected from the source. There is the famous shloka, Tomeva Mata Cha Pita Tomeva, Tomeva Bandhuscha Sakha Tomeva, Tomeva Vidya Dravinam Tomeva, Tomeva Sarvam Mama Deva Deva. So, that you are my father, you are my mother, you are my teacher, you are my brother, you are my friend, you are my wealth, you are my knowledge, you are my everything. Now, what does this verse mean? Is it saying that the mother itself is God? It is not saying mother is God. It is saying you are my mother, you are my father. Now, this is meaning. What this verse implies is that actually, that in this world we get love, we get shelter, we get help from various sources. So when a child is born, the mother offers her breast milk to the child. Without that, the child will have a great difficulty to survive. So the mother's love is a very sublime and selfless love. At the same time, the mother does not do anything special to produce milk in her breasts when her baby is born. The same God who sent a baby through her womb into this world, that same God has also sent milk in her breasts for that baby. So the point is that we need to see the love that we get from the people in this world as expression of Krishna's love for us. So when we do that, then we reciprocate lovingly with those people. At the same time, we also focus on developing our relationship with Krishna. So now that means we have a vertical relationship with Krishna, we have a horizontal relationship with people in this world. And this horizontal relationship, the ideal situation is the vertical and the horizontal are symbiotic. That means by our connection with Krishna, by our devotion to Krishna, we become calmer, we become more self-controlled, we become more tolerant, and our horizontal relationship becomes stronger. And if our horizontal relationships are also with those who are also devoted, those who are also practicing bhakti, then their example, their guidance, their inspiration inspires us also to practice bhakti. So the symbiosis between these two is the ideal situation. Now, this horizontal relationship can work in three ways. They can be pro-devotional, they can be non-devotional, they can be anti-devotional. So pro-devotional means our relatives are also devotees or at least devotionally inclined. And they assist or encourage us in our practice of bhakti. That is the best situation. It can be non-devotional. Non-devotional means that they let us practice our bhakti, but they are themselves not all that interested. That is not the best situation. But even in that situation, we can keep practicing our bhakti. Only when the relationship is anti-devotional, then things become a little troublesome. They actively oppose our practice of bhakti. So then, the relationship itself is not Maya. Not seeing that relationship's connection with Krishna, that is when it becomes Maya. And if that relationship, if we don't see that connection, and if we let that relationship drag us away from Krishna, then that relationship takes us into Maya. But it's not that the relationship itself is Maya. See, Maya means that which does not exist. Well, at present, our relationship with our family members does exist, and it is real. So the Maya is to think that this is all that is there to life. Nanyadastitivadina, that I've got these relationships, I'm doing my duties in these relationships, and I don't need to do anything more. That is Maya. So if certain relationships are involving us where we are being dragged away from Krishna because of those relationships, then we have to be firm. Just like Dhritarashtra was not as villainous a person as Duryodhana. But Duryodhana was like active scheming villain, and Dhritarashtra was more of a passive consenting villain in the Mahabharata. And the attachment of Dhritarashtra to Duryodhana made Dhritarashtra also become a party in various devious, grievous, ghastly, reprehensible schemes. So that kind of situation where our attachment to our world, our relatives, makes us do activities which are anti-devotional, that is something which we have to check. And how we practically check that, that will vary from according to time, place, circumstance. The important thing is that at the material level, in this world, these relationships do shelter us. So in that sense, they do have value. But the Bhagavatam says that if whatever we see as meaningful, if we don't see its connection with Krishna, then that is Maya. Rite artham yat pratiyeta na pratiyecha atmanitam vidyad atmano maya yathabhaso yathatamah. So if we see something as meaningful but don't see its connection with Krishna, that is when it becomes Maya. So if we let these relationships drag us away from Krishna, then their influence on us will be Maya. But if we somehow manage to harmonize these relationships with our practice of bhakti, then we will be moving onwards in our spiritual life, even through those relationships. Thank you.